want to get things started first with Jeremy Kane Wilhelm, who is the director of Camps and Retreats at the Monroe Camp and Retreat Center. Hello there, Jeremy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. You know what? I did not write down your title, but you are Reverend Jeremy Kane.
That's true. That
Wilhelm.
Is true.
We won't hold that against you, Jeremy.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. But,
Reverend Jeremy Wilhelm from the Monroe Camp Center. Where are you located, Jeremy? Where's the camp at?
We're in Scotland County, which is just over a little bit from Fayetteville, about 40 minutes southwest in Laurel Hill, North Carolina.
Okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But so we've got you on the air. From my understanding is not only this summer, but year round, you have a lot of activities that people not only in Scotland County, but Cumberland County and the surrounding areas would be very interested in being a part of.
Well, that's right, Donovan. Our bread and butter is, and our foundation is our summer camps, which we have starting in June and going through July, and that's obviously for kids from ages 5 to 18. We have I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But we have a lot of different summer camps. But we also have groups for we have a challenge course out here. We have horseback riding. We have a beautiful lake with cypress trees in it. It's about 30 acres wide.
Wow.
And we just have a great camp setting out here for groups to either come and retreat and take some time off and relax, or to do some team building or something like that if you're a business. So we have something, I think we have something for everybody. And the best thing you can do is just, you know, give us a call and talk about what your needs are, and we can kind of work out a plan for you to achieve what you want to achieve while you're out here with us.
Wow. You know, this is different than what I thought it was. When I thought of, like, camp, I'm thinking summer camp, and, you know, where I can remember I used to take the toilet paper spindle and glue glitter and macaroni all over it and make a candle holder.
Well, we still do that, too, with our summer camps. I mean, there's some value in summer camps still these days with our children, especially now with such a technology-driven society. And there's really sort of a demonization of the outdoors. It's scary. It's dangerous. There are bugs outside. There are snakes. There's dirt. I mean, it's just that we've kind of gotten kind of afraid of it. And really, that's damaging our children because they're not getting to explore the outdoors and be in nature and be with people who can do this together, like children their own age, and to see the wonders of creation out there. It really helps them understand who they are, which is really what we're trying to do at camp, is to help them understand who they are and to teach them skills and things like that to help them to develop into great people when they get older.
So we've kind of lost our sense of adventure, you know, especially as men. Mm-hmm. You know, God built us with a particular heart, that of a warrior, that of a protector, that of an adventurer, if you will.
Exactly. And all of us have that. And I think God really made it that way, that we're supposed to be in connection with and engaged in creation, because obviously this is the place that God gave us to live. And if we can teach young people and about nature and about God at the same time, wow! I mean, that's just double it just makes everything better for what we're trying to do and what we're trying to teach our young people. So.
Now, summer camps are obviously a big part of what you do. You've got the, I know some specific camps in mind, camps that have a particular theme that if a young person is interested in this particular area, they could come and experience something for a week or so at your camps. What kind of camps are we looking at that you have specific themes for?
Oh, great. Some of our favorite ones, we have a horsemanship camp, which is really exciting. If you want to learn about horses, whether you've had some experience or no experience at all, we teach you not only how to ride a horse and to get on a horse and, you know, go through trail rides and things like that, but we also show you how to take care of horses, grooming horses, and daily care, what a horse needs on a daily basis to be a horse. So that's a great camp. And we also go on a field trip to see a horse auction, which is kind of neat to see all the excitement that goes on in there. We have a fishing camp. This is brand new as well, and we just, you know, we're going to try to go around the different places and let them have different settings to learn how to fish in different settings and try different lures and try to catch different fish, things like that. We have some really exciting camps. Two new ones that we're really excited about is we have a medieval camp coming up. That's kind of, we're going to do, like, you know, making a coat of arms and having, like, safe sword duels and archery tournaments, and we're going to figure out a way to joust without, you know, being on horseback and falling over and getting hurt or anything. So trying to make some miniature catapults and things like that too. So we're trying. That one's really exciting.
Let's hope your insurance company isn't listening right now.
Which is a kind of short for medical camp, and basically it's education, it's science, it's also hands on, it's life saving skills, things like that. Just a surrounding of medicine and what it takes to eat healthy and things like that too. So they're educational and fun, and at the same time, all these camps that we have, and we have a whole lot more other options too of camps, but they also get to enjoy the traditional camp activities as well, and that, you know, the canoes and the swimming and everybody gets the horseback ride, even if they don't come to the horsemanship camp, and playing games and cooking out at night and things like that. And so we have a great variety of activities for our young people.
And surgically removing a saddle horn. So, what reminds me of this, or what this reminds me of, you're talking about young people and trying to reconnect young people with their sense of adventure, with the outdoors, you know, with nature, with the things that God created for us. There's also as adults, we have seemed to have lost that. And there was a course that I led one time called Wild at Heart, which is a series by John Eldridge. And it's basically all about that. It's about, rediscovering, the heart that God gave men and the heart God gave women. And a lot of it has to do with getting together in the great outdoors. And, horseback riding, fishing, just the things you were talking about. That's exactly. At the adult level. So
exactly. And it's amazing what kind of connections you can make with, whether it's a church group or a work group or your family, by just getting away from your norm, getting away from your city setting or your job or your business, and just getting out and just letting all those distractions go away and just focus on whatever you want to focus on while you're at camp. And it's amazing the connections you can make with one another and the feeling of connectedness that you have with your friends and family and coworkers.
Now, Jeremy, I know that we have some listeners who are saying to themselves, it's the middle of January. Why in the world are we talking about summer camp now? But the truth is that registration has begun for these camps.
That's right. And any camp you look at, registration's open now, and that's, you've got to plan 6 months in advance if you can. Now, camps are just now starting. We're just now starting to registration, but we don't want anyone to miss out on their favorite camp being full. So
right.
So the key is to, and you don't have to pay the full thing automatically. You can pay a deposit, and that secures your spot, and then you can pay the balance at a later time. So the most important thing is to get your registration form in, get your deposit in. That way your kid won't miss out on a great week of summer camp.
And also, are these camps, does the child have to be brought in and picked up every day? Can they stay there the whole week? How does that work?
That's a great question. We have both. We have day camps that run each week of our summer camps, and we also have resident camps where they come in on a Sunday night and stay until Friday. And we also have some sort of rookie camps, what we call them, rookie camps for those first-timers maybe who are a little bit nervous about being away from home for the first time, and they only run about two nights. So it's not so overwhelming, and they don't think, oh, goodness, I've got a whole week away,
gotcha.
Which happens sometimes. But so there's a variety of days and nights and staying here and not staying here that we have this summer.
Now Jeremy, if anyone's interested in any of these camps, or if they're interested in looking at your facilities for, like you said, business meetings or group meetings, how can they get in touch with you?
Best way is to go to our website, which is www.monroecamp.org, M-O-N-R-O-E. And you can also call 910-276-1654. That's our phone number, too. But all of our information is on the website. And the best way to do it is just give us a look on the website, see what we've got, give us a call, and let us talk to you about what we think we can offer you and your group or your child.
All right, Jeremy Wilhelm, we thank you so much, Director of Camps and Retreats at the Monroe Camp and Retreat Center. It's in Scotland County, but it also serves Cumberland County as well. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing some folks there in Fayetteville and Cumberland County at camp.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.